poetic justice, I guess. Austin Turner is on strike. I guess the man of the match for tonight. Is he going to get the second run?
No.
Oh, they've gone for it. Austin Turner has made it. Bumrah pointing towards the bowler end stump, saying, throw here. But he's gone for the end where Austin Turner was going. But what an incredible win this is by Australia. Win by 4 wickets. Highest successful run chase overall. Fifth highest successful run chase for Australia. And against India, the highest run chase this. Brilliant stuff.
Yeah, what a knock from Austin Turner. 84 runs off 43 balls. And we've unearthed a new superstar. Australian cricket can get excited about Austin Turner. It gives us plenty of hope going into the World Cup later this year in the best of five-game series, one-day games over there in India at the moment. It's two games all, so it sets up an exciting finish to the series, and Australia certainly go into Game 5 with plenty of belief. And to tell us a little bit more about that game and how Australia are travelling at the moment is Jeff Henry-Lawson. Good morning, Henry.
Great win by Australia's best ever run chase. That sort of puts it in perspective, particularly from a team that weren't travelling all that well, but that is a wonderful win.
Yeah, I think most people, well, I certainly did, at 2 for 12.
2 for 12, that's right.
Were you there, mate?
Yeah, it wasn't a great start. Aaron Finch, we all marvel that he's come back to form last game with his 90 odd, and then he plays over the top of one early on, and we're back to square one there. And Sean Marsh does the same, and you're thinking, well, there's our two most experienced players gone. But tailor made for Hanscom to bat through like he did, and then great finishing, nice old cameos from Maxwell just to keep the impetus going, Aussie Khawaja, and then terrific innings. It was a lot of ingredients at Mahali. Chasing's always good. Great pitch, and a bit of dew at night time makes it easier to bat. So, yeah, just outstanding stuff.
When you see a bloke like Austin Turner come in, make 84 off 43 and only his second ODI ever, and 5 fours and 6 sixes, you've got to think we're going to see some unbelievable run chases and scores at the upcoming World Cup, where these guys who are used to playing the T20, used to doing, the unthinkable and the unimaginable, will be pulling off some really, heroic feats.
Well, the template for the World Cup, it's been set a lot by England already, who keep making 350s and 400s and those sort of scores being made. And it's going to be played on some small English grounds as well. And if the pitches are good, you can look forward to 350 regularly, and they'll be chased down. So that will be the template for this coming World Cup. And, Australia have been a long way off the pace in that sort of cricket. And really, it's taken someone like Austin Turner, who, look, he's been around for a while playing for WA and the Scorchers and the BBL, and he's been a recognised talent. It surprised a few of us it's taken as long to get him into the team, particularly as he comes from WA and with the coach being selector. But he's been noted as a genuinely terrific player for some time now. He also bowls. He hasn't bowled all season, but he was bowling his off breaks for WA and the Scorch as well up till this year when he's had a bit of a shoulder niggle. So he's been a genuine all rounder. But his batting in that kind of innings, to be honest, wouldn't surprise a lot of people who are close observers of state cricket and the Big Bash, because he's been a real talent. He's a sort of mature player as well. He's not one of these young players that bought in at age 20, 21 and expected them to be world beaters straight away. I mean, that theory has really cost Australia dearly. He's a more mature player, been around, got some experience, and he put it together last night with his other teammates, of course.
Yeah, to win tournaments, Henry, you've got to have the right timing. You've got to make sure you're playing your best cricket at that particular moment in time. It looks as though we're building nicely. Are we timing ourselves to perfection here, and some of the other teams might have played their best cricket?
We'd only won 4 games in the last 25 before these last two.
Right. But I mean, if we...
We won 2 in a row.
But if we beat India in India, I mean, surely that sends the message that we've got the right formula and we're coming to get you?
Well, a part of that formula has been coming together for a little while, but you know, as I say, winds have been pretty thin on the ground. Yeah, look, a win in India would be absolutely sensational, have no doubt about that. It will give the team a lot of confidence. Let's see what these couple of wins have been built around. A lot about Pat Cummins is bowling. He got another 5 last night, and he stopped India from getting 400 by bowling so well at the death. You've got to play the game out in the full 50 overs. So the bowling's been pretty good. I was surprised they didn't play Nathan Lyon last night. Maybe they just want to give Richardson another game. Jai Richardson was a little bit disappointing. But they've got to get that right formula for English pitches. Don't forget, they'll be Indian conditions.
Yeah, fair point.
They've got to get it right for England. So there'll be Steve Tweeks, and obviously Stark and Hazel would be a part of that. So you can imagine bringing those two back into that attack and playing in England will make us much more formidable. If you look at the last World Cup, that win was based a lot on Stark Hazelwood just knocking people over at the top. Stark was just, undeniable the way he bowled. Negative for getting knocking over Brendan McCullum in that final, which just changed the whole game. But the attack should be better come England. And Dave Warner was back playing yesterday, got 100 in great cricket. He'll be back, and Smith. So, you're just starting to get a little bit excited, aren't you? A little bit tingly in the fingers.
Well, I am, because I see Australia getting that depth now. And given what you just said then, you've got two bowlers and two of our best bowlers and two of our best batsmen coming back in.
Our two best batsmen, really.
Well, our two best batsmen and Stark and Hazelwood are in the top four bowlers, at least. So you're bringing back some good players into a team that'll have a bit of swagger if they can win this series over there in India.
Oh, if I can win this series, yeah, that will put a bit of a strut back in the stride. And then they've got that little series against Pakistan as well. And if they can do well there, because Pakistan are a pretty handy 50-over cricket side, that'll give them two good series wins. And they'll be feeling in a completely different place than they were just two games ago. 2-0 down the series, and Aaron Finch was failing, and he's the skipper, and things weren't quite going their way. But with two pretty good wins, and based on making a lot of runs, that they're in a completely different place. But you've got to keep building on that and hopefully knock this series win over and then do well against Pakistan in that series.
Henry, does the 90-odd from Finch in game number 3, does that secure his position in the one-day World Cup?
Well, just about. If you had asked me that before he batted last night, I would have said definitely. But he got out, it was another poor dismissal last night. The ball, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, swing a little bit, but not a hell of a lot. And he's trying to play across the line. That's the kind of dismissal we've seen from him a lot recently. So, the 90, I said, he can still play well. He's taking another step back, I think, just with the method of that dismissal last night.
Okay. Khawaja seems as though he's got his game together now.
Yeah, well, we expected a lot of Usman all summer, haven't we? And he's been pretty disappointing through the Test series. Yeah, also one-day cricket, white ball cricket, allows you to play with a bit more freedom and not get too carried away by technique and building innings. And he seems to be in a much better place mentally and just doing his job and, able to play shots and not too worry too much about the consequences. And that's a nice place to be. So good to see him in touch as well.
So Warner's back, making runs, making centuries. Where's Steve Smith up to, mate? I know he's been down around New South Wales training.
Oh, he's been hitting balls. His surgery was a little bit more radical than David's. So I think his recovery's ahead of schedule. And he's still scheduled to be right, play the IPL and then go to the World Cup. So at this stage, he's on track to be playing the IPL. Obviously, club cricket probably won't get a chance, I don't think. And he'll probably be hitting balls again. Obviously, Sheffield Shield game starting tomorrow. So the state team have just been practising as a team, not with a whole squad.
Right.
So Smith hasn't had a chance this week to hit some more balls with the state side. But his recovery's on track.
Talking about state cricket, Jethro, New South Wales, after the 20 Big Bash, have won their two games and look pretty good.
Yeah, playing well. A terrific 3-day victory at Queensland. Always good to beat Queensland in any sport, Loz. But to beat them by 3 days on their home soil, that was terrific. Sean Abbott's bowling wonderfully well. The batsmen are making runs. Just like the Jack Edwards and Jason Singer to join in the run making, but all of Hughes, Patterson, Henriquez, all doing really well. And the games at Drummond Oval starting tomorrow, it's a top of the table clash in Victoria, New South Wales. So it's a big game for a lot of people and for the competition. What really just disappoints me is the subjugation of Shield cricket back to suburban cricket grounds. We shouldn't be talking about tearing up turf through football at the SCG. We should be talking about playing Sheffield Shield there this weekend and then the Sheffield Shield final. So that's pretty disappointing when your premier cricket competition gets relegated to suburban grounds. But it is what it is, and it should be a terrific game at Drummond Oval this week.
What happens there then, Henry, if
New South Wales, if we
host the final, where do we play that? Obviously
Alice Springs?
Well, it won't be Alice Springs.
Well, that's where the Vicks have taken it.
Yeah, it gets pretty flat up there, so you want to draw. Look, it may be at Wollongong. I'm just on my way to Wollongong now. We've got a Futures League game, which is virtually a city-country game. If ACT Country win that, they'll win the Futures League title, which would be fantastic for them. But that's at Wollongong, and if the pitch is good enough, and it normally is down at North Dalton Park, they may play the Shield final there. They may play the Bankstown Oval, where we've had a good win recently as well in a Shield game. Let's see how Drummond Oval. So all those are options at the moment, but we've got to beat the Vicks, who are 5 points in front of us at the moment, which is less than an outright win, and then play Tassie at Hobart. If we win those two, we'll be definitely hosting the Shield final.
Henry, we're hopeful that scenario comes to play as well. Jeff Henry Lawson on his way to Wollongong for that Futures game. Don't forget, Drummond Oval, that's going to be the start of that top of the table Sheffield Shield clash, and it also features this young batting prodigy in Will Pekowski for Victoria, who's coming off a century in his last Shield game. So we look forward to all of that. Jeff Henry Lawson, 7:23, just repeating that news if you're waking up. The Aussies have come up with a remarkable victory in that fourth one day, winning by 4 wickets with 13 balls to spare.